This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 43. For Wednesday, September 2nd, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts were lower on Wednesday morning. The November canola contract is down 80 cents at $530 per ton. The January contract is down $1.90 at $507.10 per ton. Canola producers are expected to grow 19.4 million tons of canola this year, which is slightly lower than the prior year and on the lower end of market expectations. Continued strength to the Canadian dollar weighed on canola values this morning. The loonie was around 76.4 U.S. cents due to comparable weakness in the U.S. dollar. Other vegetable oils were weaker to start the day, which also put pressure on canola. Nearby soy oil contracts were down by a few one-hundredths of a cent. The Chicago soy complex was lower on Wednesday morning. Recent hot and dry weather across a majority of the Corn Belt has stressed soybean crops. Some parts of the U.S. have reported that August was one of the driest on record. Major soybean-producing states reported just 50% of average precipitation levels during the month of August. Brazil exported 6.2 million tons of soybeans in August, which is about a million tons higher when compared to the same month in 2019. The November soybean contract is down 4.5 cents at $9.49 per bushel. October soy oil is up by a few one-hundredths of a cent at 32.8 cents per pound. October soy meal is down $1.70 at $303 per hundredweight. Corn futures were slightly weaker this morning. A report has showed rising corn prices in China may raise concerns that next year may see a 30 million ton deficit for corn. Ukraine's corn exports are expected to total 29 million tons this year, based on forecasts of a smaller than expected crop. In August, Brazil exported about 6.5 million tons of corn, which was down from the 7.3 million tons of corn exported during August of 2019. The December corn contract is down 1.5 cents at $3.56 per bushel. Wheat futures are mostly lower this morning. Russia has kept their wheat crop estimates at 122.5 million tons, which is unchanged from their July estimate. Dryness in parts of the U.S. may be troubling for seeding winter wheat. Chicago December is down 7.5 cents at 5.56. Kansas City December is down 6.5 cents at 4.78. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 1.5 cents in the December contract at 5.47. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, September 7th. For more news from the Markets Farm news team and expert analysis from Bruce Burnett and Mike Jubinville, go to marketsfarm.com. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.